Louis Farrakhan, "I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite." By Joel B. Polak on October 17, 2018. Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan addressed a gathering in Detroit on Sunday to mark the 23rd anniversary of the Million Man March, and used it as a platform to launch yet another attack on Jews, calling them termites. Farrakhan posted clips of his speech to his Twitter account on Tuesday. "I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite. pic.twitter.com/l5dpqcnvg4. Minister Farrakhan, at Louis Farrakhan, October 16, 2018. "To the members of the Jewish community that don't like me, thank you very much for putting my name all over the planet. I'm not mad at you, 'cause you're so stupid," Farrakhan said. "So when they talk about Farrakhan, call me a hater. You know they do, call me an anti-Semite, stop it. I'm anti-termite. I don't know nothing about hating somebody because of their religious preference." Farrakhan also spoke out against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. "When I saw Ms. Christine Blasey Ford give her testimony, tears came in my eyes because no man should take from a woman what a woman does not want to give." Watch more, pic.twitter.com/1wxnfq3b2m. Minister Farrakhan, at Louis Farrakhan, October 17, 2018. New York Assemblyman Dov Hykind, D. Brooklyn, urged fellow Democrats to condemn Farrakhan's statements about Jews. "Farrakhan's vile statements against whites and Jews have been ignored by my fellow Democrats," Hykind said in a press release Wednesday. "There is nothing subtle about this modern-day Goebbels hatred. This racist doesn't even hide behind an anti-Israel statement. He just publicly attacks Jews and the Jewish religion, and works to incite hatred and racism among his followers. Even worse, Democrats continue to give him a pass. Former President Bill Clinton sat next to him at Aretha Franklin's funeral. It was appalling." Earlier this year, photographs of Farrakhan meeting with then-Senator Barack Obama, DEL, and the Congressional Black Caucus in 2005 were released. See above, after being suppressed to prevent any damage to Obama's presidential ambitions. Farrakhan's anti-Semitic tweet remained up on Twitter Wednesday. Twitter removed his verified blue check mark earlier this year for hate speech. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.